Hello, I am Alex from Clarity Hypnosis, and today I would like to try something new. It's a summary of the quantum hypnosis session I did yesterday. Because the normal sessions are quite long, sometimes even 3 hours, so I was thinking to create just summary for people who would like to quickly know what is happening there and if it's for them. So yesterday I had a session with a awakening light worker. She started to awake 2 years ago. I will call her Inaya to protect her identity. She is originally from South Africa, now living in Netherlands. So she wanted to know her purpose in life and also find out what is blocking her from living to her full potential. So this is basically the main points. These were main points of the session. So after talking about her life at the beginning and doing some visualization exercises, we entered into the altered state. Everything was on Zoom. So then I started the induction, and she entered into the altered state very easily. And the higher self, who is the director of the experience, showed her 3 scenes from her current life. I always ask the higher self to choose what will be the most appropriate and beneficial for a person to experience during the session. And the higher self, of course, knows the best, seeing the big picture of the client, not only in this life, but all the other lifetimes. So, first scene that higher self showed her was when she was 6 years old. She started to experience this memory. In South Africa, she was seeing through the window how two gangster groups were attacking each other in the distance. And they actually killed one person with the fork, big fork, like a tool for gardening. And for her was shocking to see something like that human kills another human, the violence. And then mother took her away from the window, so she will not see it. And the higher self told her that this was the lesson for her to understand what is going on here on this planet, that this is full of violence, full of evil, and people hurting other people. Then the second scene after that, the higher self took her to a time in her life when she was 12, and she was just in the car with her family. The parents were in the front, and she was with her brother in the back, but the back was separated from the front. It was some kind of, you know, truck. And the brother started to touch her in sexual way, the brother was 2 years older than her. And then the scene changed to the bedroom where they had the same room. And brother started to force himself on her and then raped her. So she watched it in a like observer, remembering the scene. And the higher self gave her information or understanding why it happened. It was about she was supposed to step into her power and just take everything she could to not allow for this rape to happen. But in some part of her, she was very submissive and had this attitude of pleasing everybody else. So this was lesson for her. And another, and it was actually the trauma for her, and there was a ego state or soul fragment, depending on nomenclature, that was frozen in this time. So we did a soul retrieval or ego state integration back into her soul, into her heart, and she felt that this part of her, which was frozen in time in this trauma, brought back to her innocence, joy, joyful attitude to life, something that was missing from her. So the next scene was the scene 1 year ago that she visited her dying mother, and mother didn't want to go to hospital, and she was ready to leave the body. She didn't want to prolong it. And she, my client, Inaya, experienced being without power again, that she couldn't do anything. And here was the lesson for her to understand that in some situations, we just need to let go of control. We cannot control everything. So this is the three scenes, very shortly summarized. And from that, later we started to talk with the higher self. I brought the higher self to the surface. The higher self is actually your intuition, which is always there. But in the altered state, we can put the egoic human mind into the background and bring the higher self intuition to the surface. And we can speak, ask questions. So she prepared, as everybody, she prepared some questions for the higher self. It was about career, romantic relationships, about her purpose. It was 15 questions. And we started to ask them, and higher self replied to these questions very deeply, very down to earth, very practically, with suggestions, advice, how she can move forward. So I had a question: is this her first life on Earth? And the answer was yes. And then the follow-up question was, can you show her, remind her, her home planet, from where she came? And this was very emotional for her. She started crying with love and being at home, very comfortable, like a very comfortable place to be. She started to describe that this planet was dark. There was a lot of stars. She saw a lot of stars, and the sky was blue and green, like waves, always going through the atmosphere. And she was hovering. She didn't have physical body there. And she was hovering over the ground. There were rocks. And she also noticed structures like trees, but without leaves. It was like a plant life. And basically, she described herself like a point of energy, like a energy in the shape of the star. So she felt very peaceful, very happy, blissful in this place. There were others like her, and they communicated telepathically. And basically, life on this planet was very, very calm. They were just existing there, and the evolution was very slow because there were no challenges. Everything was nice. So I asked her higher self to take her to the moment where she decided to go to Earth. And in this time, she said that she wanted to have faster development as a soul. That's why she chose such difficult life, born in the Muslim, very religious, strict family. And all these experiences which happened was actually planned by her. So she can fully understand the whole range of human experience, from good to bad. So later, which is now, during the session, when she will be reminded of it, she can start her new chapter in her life, being a teacher, being a helper. Sharing her own experiences and her own wisdom, not only from this life, but actually higher self told her to meditate and connect with the higher self and the spirit guides in her optimal way. And the higher self told her how to meditate, how often, and what to visualize to connect with the higher self. And this will have the result that that Inaya will start to channel her higher self, start to channel her total soul to help humans here on this earth, to teach them and help them move forward. The visit on the planet was short because, as you know, we could spend months of sessions there to, describe the other another civilization and another planet. I just wanted to show her her home so she can connect with it in meditation and discover her memories herself later. Because usually we have only one session with a person, because the higher self will provide the tools, the advice, suggestions, how the person can continue with the growth and development. So it's not a format where you go to the sessions many times. You get all you need at this time during the session, during this 4 to 6 hours. So there was a lot of lessons that higher self wanted to tell her, that she's missing. For example, she's still clinging to her old thinking and past experiences or emotional baggage from the past. Higher self told her to just keep the lessons, but let go of the negative energy. So this is what we did. We discovered that in her system, in her heart, energetic heart, was the energy of codependency, and we removed it. And also there was a lot of mixed energies, negative energies from mother and her brother. So we send this energy back to them. And also we asked mother and her brother to give her energy back, which they were holding. So there was an exchange of energy which was not set, which was needed for her to be fully her in her full potential. What else? So after asking the questions, I always ask the higher self to do the physical body scan if everything is working correctly and there was no issues. And then I ask the higher self to scan the energetical bodies, chakras, aura. And the higher self said that there was some negative energy still in the solar plexus area, and I removed it. Send it to the light for healing, and we put there an energy of love, energy of peace with the help of the higher self. And the higher self told Inaya everything what she needs to do after the session. Advice, suggestions. It's not, you don't have to do it, you still have free will, but from the higher self perspective, it is something that it will make your life full if you follow the advice. So after I brought Inaya back from the altered state, she was very happy, very smiling from ear to ear. And she said, I am feeling so light. I'm feeling so like all the rocks from my shoulders, from my heart fell down. And I am now light and motivated to do what I need to do. That was wonderful a session. So this is the brief summary. Let me know if you like it, if you like this format, what was missing, what would you like more information about from the session. And I hope it was helpful. And let me know if you like it. Click like, click subscribe, so we'll get more of these summaries. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye bye.